From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, Tom, you know that TJMS has always played a role in raising awareness of the Black and missing, especially since a disproportionate number of Black people go missing, yet our missing are less likely to get media coverage or the support from authorities needed to bring our loved ones home. Now, this morning, I'm going to take a look at the disproportionate amount of women and children that go missing and some of the reasons behind that, and give parents some tips on what they can do to protect their kids this summer, which is the time most likely the kids go missing, Tom. I'm going inside her story with Derica Wilson and Natalie Wilson of the Black and Missing Foundation. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the reasons we're seeing a disproportionate number of women and children go missing. Why is that happening?
Well, Jackie, a number of our children are going missing because of sex trafficking. Atlanta ranks number one where children are being lured into sex trafficking. And domestic violence plays a role in our women going missing.
And when you talk about sex trafficking, and we've covered that here on this show several times, I mean, are these typically kids that are runaways? Who are the kids that are being snatched up by sex traffickers?
Yes, these kids are typically runaway kids, but also we can't dismiss social media because predators are utilizing Facebook and Twitter to lure these kids as well and get them into the industry of human trafficking.
Now, what's the difference when Black women or children go missing as compared to white women or children for these reasons that you all stated as far as getting the support to bring them home?
Well, one, our children are normally classified as runaways. So if you're classified as a runaway, you do not receive any media coverage at all. And many times we're hearing from families that law enforcement isn't even taking the police report because we're stereotyped as being involved in some type of criminal activity, and that's not the case.
Mm. So we talked about this before that, you know, summertime, the warm months of the year is when children are more likely to go missing. They're outside more. What tips can you give to parents, you know, the unfortunate case that their child goes missing? What should they do?
We strongly encourage parents to try to enroll their children in extracurricular activities during the summertime. Try to steer away from the social media, the PlayStations, the gaming systems, because predators are lurking in those areas as well. We also encourage them to have up-to-date recent photos of their children, because in the event that something happens, we want to know who we're looking for.
So are the police going to be helpful? Should you go to the police? Do you have to wait 24 hours? If you get a call from someone and I'm saying my child is missing, what are the first things that parents should do in those first 24 to 48 hours?
They should contact the police immediately. It is a myth. You do not have to wait 24 hours when your child goes missing if they're under the age of 18. You report them immediately. You know, contact the schools, contact neighbors. Start, you know, passing out flyers. Contact Black and Missing Foundation. We're going to help you every step of the way.
Yeah, I know with you guys, it costs a lot of money to help these families because you travel to them a lot of times, and for people who have to take off of work and, spend money on flyers and things like that. I know it's costly to you guys out of your own pockets, but you're hosting a big fundraiser to help with your efforts. Tell us about the fundraiser.
Well, Jackie, on May 30th, we will be hosting our third annual Hope Without Boundaries 5K. We can no longer turn a blind eye as to what's happening to our missing, but we need our community to get involved, walk with us, run with us in these families who have missing loved ones. Our online registration closes on May 22nd, which is this Friday. So we ask folks to go to our website at bamfi.org. or hwb5k.org to register for the race. We can't do what we do without our community supporting us.
Is it getting better? Are there any improvements in the way that they are taking a hold of our cases, of our children and women?
Yes, there has been great improvement. We still have a long way to go, but partnering with law enforcement, partnering with media outlets such as the Tom Joyner Morning Show and you, Jackie, this is helping in the right direction.
Good.
To find our missing.
Yeah, and you two, I would like everybody to know, are sisters-in-law, right? So you Yes. all have been doing this for how many years now?
Since 2008. we've been 2008. Doing this.
Bless your heart.
And what's the website so people can get more information, ladies?
So it's BAMFI.org.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
For all that you do.
Yeah.
Thank you.